96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
We need money.
Yes, we all need some money, some of us more than others. And with all of the talk of saving, how do you do it when you're already living in very lean times? Well, tonight we're talking about creative ways to build up your savings when you're doing a lot of belt tightening. My guests are Muriel Garr, co-host of Beyond the Bling on Sirius XM Channel 141, and Ivory Johnson, financial planning expert and founder of Delancey Wealth Management. If you have a question about saving, you want to know how to do it when it doesn't seem as if you have any extra money to spare, we want to hear from you. Also, if you've been able to save money, even in lean times, creatively, we'd like to hear from you as well. I'd like to hear your ideas. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at H Fisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Muriel, Ivory, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting us come in.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so ladies first, can anybody save, Muriel, if they have a job?
That's a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can save. The question is, how much are you going to be able to save?
Okay.
So even if it's the coins that you find on the street corner or the coins in the backseat of the car or on the bus, that's a way to start. But we, particularly those of us in the financial planning space, tell people to save based on goals, short-term goals, long-term goals, have enough money to make it in the event that you're laid off from your job for 6 months to a year. And so we create this image of saving that most people feel like it's something that they're never going to be able to reach or attain.
And do you think that some of those goals are, at least on the face, unrealistic, because we've heard so much, and you've even said, you know, here, referring to what you just said, have at least 3 or 6 months worth of salary or a paycheck in the event that you lose your job. But again, on the face of it, a lot of folks would be scratching their heads saying, how can I do that if I'm not even living paycheck to paycheck? You know, when the eagle flies on Friday, mine has already flown the coop.
You know, I would say, Harold, the reality, and when the producers talked to me about this show, I had to have, you know, a face-to-face conversation with myself. We create this almost a fairy tale or a fantasy around this subject and conversation around savings. But the reality of it is we live in very much a capitalistic society. And if you watch television, you listen to radio, you talk to your friends, we're not talking about savings. We're talking about spending.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how to spend less. So even if you have a little, we are not conditioning a society of people to really save. We're conditioning a society of people to be consumers, to be a part of a capitalistic society. And so savings is just what comes after. And so people then get caught up in consumption, not caught up in doing less in order to save to be self-sufficient. So they're more abiding to what's needed to help those in the capitalistic society survive. One of the things I often say is that money is a business. And so those that are in the business of money need consumers in order for that business to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily need savers, because if they needed savers, every time you turn on a television, you would see a commercial about how to save. You would see a commercial about how to invest. When you turn on the radio, you would hear radio commercials about saving,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, this bank is better, or this bank is better, get a credit card here, even on the television. That's not what we are conditioning people to believe. But then we turn around and we say, in order to be good stewards of your money and have a good credit score, you need to manage your money, have enough to live off of in the event that you lose your job because of the uncertainty. So we're giving people dual messages. And so then they become, there's this conflict there. What do I need to do? What am I really making enough? And it is hard.
Yeah.
The average household just does not have enough. To your saying, you know, you said the eagle flies, and then some people have more month than they got money. And that's real. So the best thing we can do is advise people, one, to start small. But before we advise them to start small, to tell them that the best thing to bust their budget is credit.
Okay. Let me ask you, Ivory, where would you start for someone who is perhaps living paycheck to paycheck, that they're struggling, and yet they know that they need to establish some savings? What's the best start for them?
First of all, they need to understand that money is emotional. And by that, I mean, for a lot of folks, it makes them very anxious. Understand that they're looking at these financial shows, and they see Forbes magazine, and they're seeing all these examples of how you can create wealth. But those mediums are trying to advertise. That's how they stay in business. Their target market is not the family who makes $50,000 combined income.
So with that in mind, what should be the first step?
The first step is to have a realistic plan to get themselves to where they can save on a regular basis. And for a lot of people, that might just mean a five-year plan. See, if you make $40,000 a year and you have $10,000 in credit cards, that can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And to my earlier point, when you see these pundits on TV going, oh, pay off your credit card debt, it's so out of reach that you end up doing nothing a lot of times. And so if you break it down, right, like you can't hit a four-point shot.
Mm, okay.
So if you break it down to, I owe $10,000, I make 40, 30 after taxes, so I'm going to do this in 4 or 5 years. So I'm going to curtail certain behaviors today so that in 4 years, that debt is paid off.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about creative ways to start and build savings. If you are trying to figure out how to do that, or if you've already done it, we'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling because I'd like to know at 55, if I've just started my own business and I don't have anything financially set off in the bank, I have like small accounts, is it too late for me to get started to save for my future? And what can I do to help it?
Kelly, did you say you were 65 or 55?
55.
55.
55.
Yes.
What type of business did you start?
A home daycare.
Okay. So as a financial planner, one of the things that we talk to clients about, and this goes back to some of the things we were saying earlier, is that when you start a business, you know, you'd want to have some savings. In fact, the number one reason businesses do fail is because they don't have savings. So one of the things I do is once you establish enough income, you'll probably need 1 or 2 years. I would absolutely get a line of credit from the bank based on your business, right?
Okay.
With respect to savings, you know, as somebody who's self-employed, you have some additional ways that you can save money. So you can put money into a SEP account. You can put, you know, up to $54,000 into a SEP account and deduct that against your income. Which is going to be far and above what you could put into a 401k. So you have certain advantages by virtue of being self-employed. You get more deductions by being self-employed. So again, there's four ways to lose money. There's divorce, there's lawsuits, doing something stupid, and then taxes. We can't help you with two of those. But certainly, if to the extent that you can mitigate taxes, right, that puts more money into your account. So that's what I would do is, because you're self-employed, you have certain tax advantages. I would use that to shield some of my income.
Okay, Kelly, thank you so much. Good luck with your business. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about building up your savings even during financially lean times. Let's talk to Lenick, calling from Bowie. Lenick, what's on your mind?
I love this topic. Thank you.
Sure.
First off, I was going to say one thing. One thing about saving money is that if you use cash, save your change. But more important than that, I think that people really need to look at what they hold as important and to prioritize. And what I mean is, if you got a car and have these killer rims or wheels or the booming system, or if you're a woman and you just got to have that weave or your nails done every other week, then realistically, are you spending your money wisely? Because, yeah, you looking fly, but you broke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing that people really, I mean, what's more important, looking good or eating cat food when you turn 65 because you ain't saved nothing for when you retire?
Okay.
And I think that goes to what Ivory said on the top of the show, is that money is emotional. And we are attracted to things, whether it be cars, whether it be a hairstyle or nails. The reality of it is, we as humans seek to be affirmed by someone else. And so you've got to be able to manage that. And first, you do have to understand that money is emotional. And then yes, it can be avoided, but that's just like saying that everyone's needs and everyone's wants are the same. And after teaching this thing called money for decades, we started to say, you know, you got a certain set of needs and a certain set of wants. And over the years, I've realized that people's needs and wants differ. What may be a need for me may be a want for someone else. And money behaviors or emotional money behaviors often have to do with how we're raised, the environments that we've been exposed to, the imagery that we see in front of us. And so we have to first take a look at what really is going on to understand that and then move from there. Ivory?
Some of this is also a function of time. So let's say that you grew up in meager circumstances. What happens a lot of times is the first time they get some money, the first thing they do is they want to show people that they're successful. How do you do that? You pull up in a car, right? Mm-hmm. No one's going back to the old neighborhood flashing a 401k statement and a credit score.
Just, truth. That's the truth. You preach it. That's exactly right.
So they have to show people what they have.
The car, the red bottom shoes, the weaves, the nails, because then people think
that they're doing well.
They're doing well.
And the reality is, a lot of times they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and they don't know the Joneses are trying to keep up with the Kennedys. And so you want to prioritize what's most important to you. Is it a new car, or is it telling your child when they get accepted to their dream college that they can't go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a real conversation.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about saving during lean times. How do you do it when it seems as if there's no extra money around to save? Let's go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. Rose calling from Kensington, Maryland. What's on your mind, Rose?
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
Great. My question is, I'd like to know if there are any resources for parents that look forward to retiring, but you have Parent Plus loans that keep multiplying. It's outrageous. And, you know, you saved all you can to help your kids get into school. They've got their loans, and you have Parent Plus loans, and these loans seem to be growing and multiplying by the moment. So, I mean,
how much money are we talking about here, Rose?
Huh?
How much money are we talking about?
For the Parent Plus, let's say about $40,000.
Okay. And what do you do for a living? What are you, and you said parents. I'm assuming you have a husband, a mate?
No, nope, single mom.
Okay, so what do you do for a living?
I work as a counselor.
Okay. All right. So Muriel, I mean,
I'm going to toss it to Ivory from a financial planner standpoint, because one of the things that we talk about is that the worst thing, we as parents want our children to do well, but the Parent Plus loan creates a situation where we're going to be trying to pay for our students to go to college when we're retired. And our children have a longer time frame to pay down debt than we do.
Yeah, you could. The old saying goes, you can borrow money for college, but you cannot borrow money for retirement. And so, you know, the cost of college, we always talk about, you know, the different hustles. But, you know, the cost of college has gone up over 1,000%.
Hold that point, because I've got to take a break, and I want to make sure that Rose gets the full benefit of your answer. So, Rose, please, I need you to stay on the line. Also, RJ calling from Virginia, Renee calling from Virginia, and Darren calling from St. Mary's County. We will take your phone calls in just a bit. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. We will continue to talk about creative ways to build up your savings during lean time. So again, just stay with us. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown in the original Quiet Storm. That's next on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls and some ideas about saving money in lean times in just a bit.